This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
I would now like to welcome our last guest of the day, Claire Cross from Ray Cross Interiors in Byfleet Village. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
Can you tell us a bit about your business in Byfleet Village before we go on to some amazing achievements that that you've achieved?
Yes, absolutely. My father-in-law started the business 40 years ago, so I think we're into our 42nd year now. So he started as a hardware store, I suppose, a DIY store on a Sunday in Byfleet. Started that up with my mother-in-law, and it just really grew from that. My father-in-law's now retired, and my husband is now very much at the helm, very much a family business. I came into it a few years ago, and my husband, my sister-in-law is also working there as well. So we predominantly specialise in doing kitchens and bathrooms. We also do bedrooms as well, so design, supply and install.
I'm just about to move house, and already I'm thinking, excellent. So I really need some help if we get the house that we want.
I have to say, I had a look. Beautiful kitchens.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, often I look at a website of kitchens or bathrooms, I think, no, no, no. Oh, that one's okay. No, no. But all really lovely. I can see why you're up for an award.
Thank you.
Really, really lovely. So what is the award all about?
The award is for the Ultimate Kitchen Design of the Year. It's a national award, so okay. We're down to the final three, which is quite phenomenal for us. It's phenomenal to be nominated. If we win it, it'll be even more so. But it was a kitchen that we did earlier in the year for a lovely client who's also a very good friend of ours as well, has become a friend through being a client.
Yeah.
They gave us the task of doing the kitchen. They had quite a contemporary kitchen in there, didn't like the style of it and wanted to change it to a more classic kitchen. So my husband waved his magic wand and off he went and did the most fantastic design for them, had everything. It was so many features in it. It was featured around an Arga mainly. It had a sub-zero fridge with wine storage either side of it, a beautiful bespoke larder unit, and a huge island as well for food preparation and serving. So quite phenomenal kitchen.
So the award is for something specific, not just for a great service from this particular company.
It's specifically, you know,
for
that kitchen. But, you know, we do pride ourselves on delivering outstanding customer service, and we hope that it's part of that. You know, we've very much sort of said, you know, recently in local press releases that it's a real team effort at the end of the day. You know, we try and welcome everybody into the showroom in the same manner. From the initial consultation with the design consultant, they see that same consultant right the way through to their project completion. So we really try and look after our clients. You know, it's their recommendations, their repeat business, which is still a very high percentage of our business. So we you know, really want to look after our clients.
I suppose actually being a family business, everyone's got a real vested interest, haven't they?
Absolutely.
You know, everyone's really, really keen to promote the business in the right way, to drive
it
forward
for
the family.
It's your name above the door, yeah. And it's your reputation. So, yeah, we try to look after that to the best of our ability, definitely.
I think you mentioned that when your client describes their dream kitchen, to achieve that is pure job satisfaction. So it must be an amazing feeling to get the feedback from clients.
Yeah, well, as my husband always says, you know, when you set up in business, you set up to do something that you feel passionate about and you really enjoy. And as the business grows, you know, your time comes away from doing that to actually run the business. So, you know, we often joke about it. He says, oh, you can't believe what I'm doing today. I'm actually sitting down designing a kitchen, which is what he absolutely loves to do. And to be given a blank canvas like this to really go to town, you know, and the client, exceptional, you know, bought into our knowledge and experience and Graham's design expertise, and let him run with it, and the results speak for themselves.
Is the expertise purely gut instinct, learnt in the job, kind of?
Yeah. Or a lot of experience built up. Graham's worked in the business for over 30 years now, so it's a lot of it is experience. And, you know, his right-hand man, Kieran, who brings the 2D drawings to life with the CADs, you know, was instrumental in helping Graham put this kitchen design together as well. So, you know, once the design is done, it's put on paper, Kieran then brings that to life, and that's a huge selling feature for clients as well.
And is everything completely bespoke? I mean, are you working with sort of units from different manufacturers, or are you literally making all the carcasses and everything in-house?
Yeah, no, we don't do it in-house. We do deal with different manufacturers,
right.
But that's the beauty, that we can offer such a wide range of different style kitchens. Then, you know, we can do the classic, the modern, the curved, etc.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it's one supplier per kitchen, and obviously depending on what the client requirements are, you know, gears you towards which manufacturer that you'll do. But this particular kitchen that we've had the award for, you know, it is very bespoke, handmade furniture, does lovely features, so that you've got chopping boards that are named up, so they've got, you know, fruit and veg on them, they've got meat on them, and there was also a little mouse hole put into the plinth as well, so the finer little detail which then makes it a very bespoke kitchen for that client, and the fact that they can have any colour choice they want as well.
We've just had a guest talking about hedgehogs, actually. That's a 4x4 sort of little square if you want to incorporate one of those going forward.
How do you keep up to date with changes? And, you know, I know the Scandinavian revolution's happened, I'm not sure if it's still happening or whether it's changed, but how do you keep up to date with all new things that are coming?
I've just got to say, Sharon loves anything Scandi, before you answer that, think carefully.
I know, it's true.
It's like any industry, really. You're out there on the internet, you're seeing what your competitors are doing, you're going to the trade shows, so you're just out there keeping a check on, you know, what the new trends are. Obviously, with the suppliers that we deal with, any new product that comes out, you know, the reps are coming in, they're showing it to you, they're selling it to you, wanting you to put it into your showroom. So it's quite easy in that respect to, you know, to keep up to date with what's new out there.
And do you find that most of your suppliers do what you want them to do are in this country, or do you have to go a bit further afield?
Mixed bag, to be honest with you. The more modern kitchens come in from Germany, the more classic are English brands. Mm. So it's a mixture, to be honest with you.
What's your kitchen like at home?
Well, we have a little joke about this. I've been with my husband 26 years. 6 years ago, I finally got my new kitchen.
Excellent.
So I'm glad you said that. I thought you were going to say, I'm still waiting
for it. No, it was worth the wait, though, very well. The problem is now I see all of the new displays, all the new product coming in the showroom, and I just think, oh, it's a bit soon to ask for another one, isn't it?
But you get it all at cost, you know. I mean,
but no, it is amazing, and I had absolutely everything in it, and I don't regret anything.
I know you're a family business. Have you got other children that want to jump in, or
no? I do have children, but no, they're off doing their own thing. So I think, you know, retail business is hard business to be in. So it's, you know, we're on second generation now. And I think, you know, we've all made that conscious decision that the children, or the grandchildren of Ray Cross, should I say, will go and do their own thing.
But I mean, you were saying about the retail business is struggling, which is very true. Obviously, we can all go onto Amazon and buy books instead of going to the local bookshop, etc. You can't go and buy a kitchen online in the same way that, you know.
Well, I think that's where we've really sort of, in the last few years, that's where, when I came into the business, we've really had to market ourselves. Whereas, you know, 5-8 years ago, it wasn't as bad then. You know, 15 years ago, the business just ran itself. You'd put an advert in the local Thompson publication and just let that happen. But since the internet obviously was born, things changed massively. So we invest a hell of a lot of money in social media. You know, our website is obviously our main focal point for marketing. We drive everything to that. So it's, you know, and as you quite rightly say, you know, you can go and get product on the internet. We can't compete with that. But what we can compete with massively is the personal level
and
of service,
and the
design expertise at the end of the day. And I think, you know, mid to older generation really buy into that more than anything. You know, the younger generation are coming up, you know, they're buying stuff on Amazon or whatever, and that's how they're used to buying stuff, not going into shops, not experiencing that customer service. So, you know, while we can still provide that, I think, you know, we'll be okay.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I know that the date for your the design awards is the 22nd of November at the Bloomsbury Big Top in Central London, which sounds exciting.
It does, doesn't it?
But you've also got a charity Christmas shop event coming up. Do you want to just tell the listeners a bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We did this for the first time last year. We do it in aid of the White Lodge Centre. So Jane Cartwright, who is the lady I deal with there, we've got to know each other quite well over the last few years. So we did the event last year and we raised over £350 for White Lodge Centre. So we decided that we would do it again this year, and it's going to be even bigger and better. So I've got Silent Pool Gin, which is the real draw, it seems. The minute I mention that on social media, everyone's on it. So they're coming down. Obviously, White Lodge are going to be there selling Christmas cards. Truffles, the local caterers, are also going to be there serving canapes. I've got a beauty salon, the clinic at Maybury, coming down to do beauty treatments, and loads of others. Two Ducks, an award-winning gift boutique in St John's in Woking. And as I've said to so many people, you know, Prosecco, gin, cake, chocolate, why wouldn't you want to come?
So it's sort of a shopping pamper social evening.
It is indeed. Okay. Yeah, lovely. It's free to come. Just need to register on our website, just so really we've got an idea on numbers, how many to cater for. So, but it'd be a lovely evening.
And so are you sort of fundraising by the stallholders donating?
Yeah, they're going to donate a percentage of their takings that evening. Obviously, White Lodge are there selling their Christmas cards as well. So I'm sure we will exceed the total of £350 from last year.
And that's on Wednesday, the 8th of November, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
That's it.
Excellent. I've just got one little question, which is in the back of my mind. How do you deal with indecisive people when it comes to your designs? Just because I know what I'm like.
I think, you know, you come to the showroom and you buy into what we can offer. So you like the product, the quality of the product speaks for itself. Initially, you would come in and have a consultation with us, which lasts for about an hour to an hour and a half. We show you lots of product samples. We show you what we've done for previous clients. And it's quite easy to then whittle down what your likes and dislikes are. You know, we put a full colour palette out, you know, looking at different floors, worktops, obviously the different colour furniture. So we get there. And the fact that you can then, you know, if you then commission us to do a design for you and you see that on a 3D CAD, you know, it gets you to see exactly what your future kitchen's going to look like.
I was wondering about flooring, actually, because I would imagine that's quite a stumbling block if people are completely redesigning, you know, and they take out the old units and suddenly the floor stops at the edge of the unit or whatever, or they want to put an island in and therefore it's unlevel. I mean,
they normally we would gut the whole thing.
Yeah.
But ironically, the kitchen that we're up for the design award, that was a home that the couple had bought, and the tiling was the same right the way through the house, so we had to work with the existing flooring, which was quite a challenge in itself as well. But they had about 3 spare floor tiles, which if you saw the expanse of the kitchen was quite tricky. But we managed to place the island where the old peninsula was, which worked really well, and we still managed to run some power into the island as well. So just and I think we used 1 spare of the tiles, so very tricky, but it was done. But most people will rip out and start again from scratch, to be honest with you. It's the best way to do it.
There you go, Sharon. That's what you're going to do.
I'm happy with ripping out and starting again.
Yeah.
Was the award-winning house, was that an old house or a new one?
No, it was a fairly new house, to be honest with you. I mean, it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But the one thing that Helen, our client, didn't like was the kitchen. So, and actually, if you saw the rest of the house and then you saw the kitchen, you could understand why. She was more of a classic look kitchen, and this was very contemporary. I had a huge extractor, ceiling hung extractor, which sort of impeded the whole look of the kitchen, and she wanted that gone. They're very much an entertaining family, you know, love family and friends over. So she wanted a real, you know, party kitchen, really, entertainment kitchen.
Do you ever have to go down, help with planning permission route, or generally is it not really?
No, not really, to be honest with you. We work with local architects and local builders. We encourage people to come and see us before they, you know, get their plans submitted and before they get the builders, you know, on side, because, you know, where a window can be put or a door is moved, you know, can have a massive impact on the final design of a kitchen. So it's better to come and sort of almost start backwards. Mm. So look at the finished article, look at what kind of kitchen that you want, and then work backwards with it.
If you could give advice to listeners about where to start with either a kitchen or a bathroom, if they've, you know, got a blank sheet, how would they start, just from a basic point of view?
That's an easy one to answer. Just come in and see us.
Good answer. And that was unprepared.
Forget the rest. Yeah. Come and see us. Yeah.
No, it's right. just, you know, look on the internet, look at what you like, what you don't like, come in. But, you know, the guys in the showroom, as I'm sure many showrooms would, you know, the product knowledge is immense. Come in and speak to the experts and let them help you.
So you told us what your husband does and the designer. What's your role there?
My role is marketing, very much marketing. So I got called in a few years ago to ask to help redesign the website, which I don't physically do, but I get involved in all of the, you know, the text side of things. So, yeah, just organising the events and just the general PR, really, promoting us as a company. So
okay.
It goes a bit beyond that. I've sort of got involved in a bit of HR as well. But I love working there. I work on reception. I tend to see most of the clients in. I book in their consultations. So I love that because it's all, you know, we get to know people. It's really friendly and build up a really good rapport with people.
Great.
So, well, we've come to the end of the show. I'd just like to say, for Brooklands Radio, good luck with the Christmas shopping event and
Thank
the National
you.
Design Awards, and we'll be following your progress. And please come on afterwards and let us know.
I will do. Thank you very much.
And in the meantime, if anyone wishes to contact you, could you just confirm your contact details?
Yeah, they can have a look on the website, raycross.co.uk. And if you want to attend the Christmas charity event, just do /Xmas event or email me direct, Claire, which is Claire@raycross.co.uk.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.